Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman to Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Plenty of time left before we get to the rundown. I thought it was going to be a squeaker. We got NFL Hall of Fame game tonight. We now know who is going to be stepping in for Roger Goodell to weigh in on Deshaun Watson. We'll have all those details in a moment. It is 7 minutes and 15 seconds past the hour. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
Former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey will hear the NFL's appeal on the Deshaun Watson suspension. More on that coming up. Steelers and wide receiver Deontay Johnson agree on a two-year extension worth $39 million, $27.5 million fully guaranteed. Brittany Griner sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison after being found guilty of drug possession and smuggling an illegal substance. And Hall of Fame game tonight from Canton. Jags and Raiders, we got covered starting at 7:30. Watch it on NBC at 8.
4 hours. That's awesome. All right, so let's discuss this Peter C. Harvey guy.
There it is. Official statement. Commissioner Goodell has appointed the Honorable Peter C. Harvey as his designee to hear the appeal of the disciplinary decision involving Cleveland Browns QB Deshaun Watson. Mr. Harvey served as the Attorney General of New Jersey and is now a partner at the Patterson Belknap firm in New York, very upper crust. He has also served as a federal prosecutor. He has deep expertise in criminal law, including domestic violence and sexual assault, and has advised the NFL and other professional leagues on the development and implementation of workplace policies, including the NFL's personal conduct policy. Mr. Harvey also has served as the commissioner's designee in other arbitrations. Greg Sheeman?
Yeah.
Or Chris, I would not take that sticky pad bat off the ball yet that Deshaun Watson
never plays again.
I wouldn't be entirely sure, but this guy is right up. This is, you know, Roger Goodell can just say,
yeah,
they're both on the same page. You know that this guy obviously has an unbelievable resume, especially the part about dealing with domestic violence and sexual assault. No way Deshaun Watson is playing football this year. He's not. Just get used to the idea. He's not playing this year.
I know that Browns gave him the ridiculous guaranteed contract. Refresh my memory. Assets. What do they give to the Texans?
I will look it up 1 second.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, what?
I mean, do you agree? Do you agree? Do you think
yes.
He plays this year?
No. I'm just thinking, what an energy suck this guy has been. Last year for the Texans organization. Now the Browns, you know, they take him off their hands. And now this continues, and there's no end in sight. Ugh.
Yeah.
I remember before all the stuff was going down, he was quite the hot item. This could have been any team. This could have been the Dolphins. This could have been the Panthers. This could have been the Seahawks. This could have been anybody, but no,
Cleveland got the 2022, 2023, and 2024 first-round pick from the Cleveland Browns.
Texans got it. Okay.
Yes, you're right. That Houston gets Cleveland's first-round pick, 22, 23, 24. They got their fourth rounder this year, their third rounder next year, and their fourth rounder in 2024.
Country sucks again, and I'm not picking on you, country sucks, but some of you just don't get it. He says, help me understand, has Watson been convicted of anything? He is not innocent until proven guilty. Country sucks, you were thinking on how the real world acts with due process. If this wasn't the NFL, you would be absolutely correct. It does not matter if he was convicted or not. In the NFL,
due process
doesn't matter.
Doesn't exist in the NFL.
No.
And it doesn't exist in Russian prisons for Brittany Griner either.
The NFL, they live by the CBA. And the CBA says that they do not need to have, the proof of burden is not on them.
Right.
Like it's not innocent until proven guilty in the eyes of the NFL. In court it is.
Has the NFL in the past not suspended players for something they did in college, right?
Zeke Elliott.
Yeah. You're thinking real world logic, and this is different. They collectively bargained to have Roger Goodell be able to appeal whatever decision came out of Suo. They signed off on it. The whole thing, it's frustrating. The whole thing is asinine.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that think that real-world law applies to the NFL. It doesn't. Roger Goodell can do whatever he wants because the CBA signed off on it. I mean, the NFL Players Association signed off on it. So, believe me, and you're not the first one that's asked this question the last few days. But it's no innocence proof McGill means nothing. Doesn't matter. Personal conduct policy, if they feel he violated it in any way, shape, or form, which obviously they do, because Goodell leaked the story way back that he wanted his butt out for the entire year. Everybody knows he leaked that.
And again, I keep saying, like Ben Roethlisberger was one woman accusation. This is 25, 30 women making the – this is an incident multiplied over and over and over. That's why this is going to – should be more serious. Mm-hmm. By the way, Kathleen checking in for the first time in a while. She's been very busy this summer. Oh. She says he should never be allowed to play again. I'm definitely in that camp. And again, different
and people
rules.
Say, but he's innocent until proven guilty.
Well, the different rules from court cases versus the football world.
And that's where the NFL and again, for the people listening for the first time today, the one thing we know, he's best case scenario for him, best case scenario, he's out for 6 games. They can't overturn the 6 games. All they're going to do is add on to this or attempt to, and I think they will rather easily.
Yeah.
Especially now with former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey, who is the designee here. So the NFLPA can try some sort of they can't overrule Sue L. Robinson's decision. They can try some sort of, if they want, some sort of I don't know, so whatever legal term you want to use, to try to get, I mean, the percentages are so low, it's not even worth it. But there is, if you're looking for a residue of hope for the NFLPA, that's not, there's some there, but very, very, very little. And most people think they're not going to bother with it.
Yeah.
You know.
And it goes back to if you're Deshaun Watson and the way that this contract was structured, he's making $1 million this year. If he doesn't play in the games because he's suspended, he loses that game check. So he'll lose $1 million if he's not allowed to play for the duration of the season.
Right.
Now, if he fights this and pushes it to next season, where next year's the year that he gets suspended, and they find a loophole,
then
it's like $2.5 million a game that he would be losing.
Yeah.
Right. So at a certain point, if you're Deshaun Watson, and you just throw your hands up and go, okay, I'm going to forego $1 million so I don't have to forego $40 million next season or whatever the number is.
But then you get to the possibility, and it is a possibility, that Goodell wants him suspended indefinitely, whatever that means. So that definitely would be this year. And who knows when? And I, you know, indefinitely means indefinitely. So I can't put a game or a year.
Well, Michael Vick was indefinitely, and that was a smidge over 2 seasons. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
he was in prison.
Oh, I know.
Well, yeah,
but he also had, if he was not in prison, he still had indefinite suspension.
He couldn't have played if the NFL allowed him to play.
Yeah,
unless they give him a work release permit every Saturday, he could roll out and go suit up for the Dirty Birds.
The longest yard, could have played for them. You know. Behind the bars. Has Josh Gordon ever been indefinite, or has he just been six games?
Yes, he was indefinite.
He
was indefinite.
Okay.
The statement by the NFL, I didn't read this part, also goes on. The NFL's appeal addresses whether, based on the findings made by Judge Robinson, the discipline should be modified to include a professional evaluation and treatment as determined by medical experts and an appropriate fine and longer suspension. Under the collective bargaining agreement, Mr. Harvey's written decision, quote, will constitute the full, final, and complete disposition of the dispute and will be binding upon the players, clubs, and parties, unquote, to the CBA. So whatever this guy says, that's it.
That's it.
I think that they could push for 30 games if they wanted to.
I agree.
One for each.
The Judge Sue L. Robinson, who released her report, was that Monday of this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monday of this week, said that he was a serial offender. The NFL spoke to 5 different women. That's 5 6-game suspensions.
Now,
or somebody could
else
can, be.
Now, Chris, I thought somebody else stole your idea with that too today. Yeah, I can't remember who did it, but somebody else brought that up.
Okay. So the NFL can stick it to them if they want.
Let's say it's 30 games. He already has missed 17 games last year. Now you're asking a guy to play quarterback who's not played in the league for 47 games. What is that? That comes out, well, it's 3 years, basically.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how good you are. You've been out of the sport. You know, once Kaepernick was out for like 3 years, he wasn't ever coming back. The career could be over.
Yeah,
you might. It's definitely on the table. There's no doubt about it. It's definitely on the table.
Yeah,
and this guy,
he'll be back in the league at some point. I think. Maybe his level of play is not where it was before all this happened, but he'll get back out there at some point.
But he bounces around like a Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
One last grasp here, or a workout here, or camp here. I don't know.
And Sopranos is right, which what I've been saying. The NFLPA has no legs to stand on. If they were to sue the NFL, the players gave the commish the power when they passed the CBA. No, absolutely. But they were talking about, I think Florio, it's a couple other people talking about, there's a loophole. Not that they can't overturn what's about to happen here, but there's some way, and the NFLPA has already said they are not going to appeal what has happened here. But there's some other legal aspect of it where if they really wanted to, they could drag this out if they wanted to. Most people don't think that's going to happen, and I forget what loophole. There's not a loophole in this particular ruling, but there's some other way if they really wanted to pursue it. Mm-hmm. There's ways of pursuing it and dragging this out even longer, but it's not going to prevent the fact that best case scenario for Deshaun Watson is he's out for the first six games.
Daily 1330, and I'm sorry, I don't believe all the women. Why are you so quick to just believe them all and stick a fork in Watson? I will tell you this. I usually generally tend to look at where there's smoke, there's fire, but there were 66 women altogether. Not all of them went after him. Nobody does that. Who goes to 66? And half of them have accused you of sexual activity. The story is too often too repeated over and over with all these different women. I'm believing that. If it were just one woman, you could say, all right, he said, she said. 30 women, 66 women? That's weird. Going on.
If this was Joe Widget from, Jacksonville, probably be in jail. The only reason why is the hush money. He's got people are all paid off.
Well, I don't know if he'd be in jail because, I mean,
if he wasn't,
they didn't do a legal. They weren't able to press charges legally.
Yeah. Well,
there was just the civil stuff.
But the money that was given out, the average Joe Schmo in Jacksonville, you got to believe that something more would have happened here.
Yeah.
There would have been, I think, eventually some sort of jail time. There's too much. You're right. There's too much smoke, and there's definitely some fire. And we've never seen this part before. We've never seen this before.
Yeah.
We've seen the Ben Roethlisberger stuff, obviously Ray Rice and Peterson. We've seen a lot of nasty, horrible things. This is unprecedented. Sue Robinson said it's unprecedented.
Right.
She said she'd never seen anything like it. Unfortunately, the NFL only interviewed five people.
A lot of you texted in that says he's a serial, insert your whatever, molester, assaulter, whatever. Husky Bill says, do Cleveland fans really want a fool like this leading their team?
Well, by the people at practice all over him asking for autographs, they do, because apparently, according to the Haslams and ownership, this is the adult that they want to lead their team.
Yeah, Baker wasn't grown up enough.
Right. No. I don't think Baker's been accused of assaulting anybody. Craig Special Sacks.
He did run from the cops one time at Oklahoma.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good video.
that was a good video.
So glad the Falcons didn't make a trade for him. Craig Special Sack. I know. That was my point earlier when I asked Chris to dig up again what assets were given up for him. He basically took this problem off of the Texans' hands, and now Cleveland stuck with it.
Do you think the Haslams are naive enough to think that there was never a possibility that he was going to miss the entire season or possibly never play for them again? Do you think they even considered it? Or do you think they're so arrogant and egotistical that they're like, we'll deal with six games. After that, we'll be fine.
I think when they agreed to give him $230 million guaranteed and only $1 million this year, I think they considered the possibility, he'll get slapped on the wrist, six games, eight games, and then we'll move on. I think that's what they thought.
Well, and remember back to when we were trying to figure out
out where Deshaun was going to get traded to a few days before the trade to Cleveland, it was announced it would not be the Browns.
Right.
He was the yeah. Browns went back in, and I believe the reason he ultimately went there is because they gave him the fully guaranteed contract.
Of course.
Something that only one other quarterback in my memory has gotten, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And his guaranteed dollar was like 90.
Yeah.
Not 230.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Jimmy G era could begin in Cleveland, although that would be tough. I mean, I don't think there's any question right now Jacoby Brissett is starting game one. If you brought Jimmy G in, would he be ready?
Well, and so,
I mean, and again, I still the Giants are out there too, lurking, it appears. But you got to, if you're the Haslam, you got to be on the phone with the 49ers right now and say you got to get him there.
Somebody asked a few minutes ago on the text line if he could play in the preseason, Deshaun Watson. He can, to my knowledge. He can play in the preseason, but if you're Kevin Stefanski, why waste the reps?
Right. I wouldn't even have him taking snaps of practice at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Jacoby Brissett needs every snap that he can get. They got to bring in, if they don't bring in Jimmy G, I think they need to bring in a real backup quarterback, not Josh Rosen.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, good times. All right, not good times, but we will have some good times. We'll have some fun here. We have more lists and nonsense and silliness and Wikipedia around the corner. Also, Saturday, August 6th, the Littman Family Farms Backpack Giveaway back-to-school event. It's from 9 to noon at Immokalee High School on the football field, where they will be giving away backpacks filled with essential school supplies. For all the details, log on to ESPNSWFL.com. The Littman Family Farms Backpack Giveaway and back-to-school event is sponsored by Wendy's. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Shima to Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Greg Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Salad?
What's that?
Salad.
A little vinaigrette on it. An hour ago, we were talking about the bad storms over I-75 near Bonita. They were heading out toward the Gulf, and apparently it produced a funnel and a tornado, a touchdown, and went off into the Gulf. It was a waterspout.
I just saw it. It was
I think minimal
pretty big.
Damage. I think we're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
But be careful out there. What are you snickering at? I'm talking about tornadoes touching ground and you're laughing over
no,
there.
No, you said vinaigrette, and I thought of a book that my kids read called Escargot. It's the name of a snail.
Yeah.
And every time I read it, I put on a French accent.
Oh, do you?
My name is Escargot. I do not like the carrots.
I'll bet
but
you
I love a salad with a light vinaigrette.
I have seen more snails this last week than I've ever seen in my life down here.
They're coming out.
It's mating season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know it's mating season before, but I haven't seen them like this.
You know, and snails breathe through everywhere. Their feet?
Yeah, or foot.
Feet.
Oh, they have 2 feet?
How are you going to have a one-footed snail, Craig? That's ridiculous.
Well, it pushes. It's in a shell.
You've never seen a snail.
They mate through their antenna.
They like lock horns?
I'm kidding.
I was going to say, that'd be pretty dope.
It's like in Avatar.
Like when the tail's coming out of the back of their hair.
Wow.
Are there any animals that do that?
I don't know.
Octopus, right? Isn't one of the eight a thing?
Don't know. No.
That's what I heard.
Well, no. You can't have two things. You got to put one thing in another thing.
No. Don't sea creatures just like put it out. They put it out in the water.
I think an octopus just. I'm not kidding.
Well, seahorses are bisexual. Well, seahorses,
they're hermaphrodites.
There's no male or female. Well, yeah. Well, I don't think there's such a thing as a female seahorse.
I think there is.
Is there?
But the man is the one that has the kid. It's the only species that does.
I mean, some species, especially fish, the female just lays the eggs and then the male goes up and fertilizes them.
Right, right. That's how that works.
You don't have to physically contact.
Yeah.
All right, couple of texts I want to read.
Although shark mating is pretty violent.
So it's alligator mating, which I've seen.
I saw on Shark Week, they show the sharks, and basically they kind of float down to the bottom, and they're at risk because while they're locked in an amorous state, they're not getting the water rushing through their gills. They could actually pass out and die if they don't. You got to be quick. You got to be quick if you're a shark. Anyway.
That's so funny.
And the dolphins mate, and they actually enjoy it.
We can go down this rabbit hole if we want.
There we go.
It's already starting. I got to be quick or we're going to die.
Well, that's...
Bag said it's called a gastropod because it's nothing but a stomach and a foot.
It's actually... I would think that, like, back in the days of cavemen and cavewomen, the men had to be quick because, like, there were cheetahs around and lions around and...
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, like, you had to get it done.
I'm thinking during the days of the cavemen, they really didn't care about the woman's...
Right.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
There's no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's stop.
It's my turn.
Blippi texting in. Did Jimmy G date a porn star? Yes. Coco Puffs.
She was like 42.
Really?
Yeah. She was an elder one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coco Puffs. Am I the only one that thinks Jacoby Brissett is a better quarterback than the opportunities he's been given? I used to think that, but then he was given an opportunity with the Colts, pretty good. When Luck retired, it was Jacoby Brissett's job, and he got to do it. I think it just reinforced that he's a smart quarterback. Mm-hmm. He knows how to make the right read. He just didn't have the arm talent to be your guy 17 weeks. So I think we've said on the show many times, he's a really great backup on your roster.
Barring any miracle, he's definitely starting the season for the Browns. Even if they get Jimmy G here, don't you think? If they got Jimmy, some miracle, he comes next week. I mean, could he start? I guess maybe.
How locked in
do you learn a system?
How locked in are they into Jimmy or into Jacoby Brissett? Has he got any kind of guaranteed
Is
he a $1 million guy or a $14 million guy?
No, but they said he's going to start week one. Yeah. I mean, if that means anything, but that might change. I know this is going to go bad.
Moon River, female seahorse puts fertilized eggs in a male's pouch, and they develop in the pouch.
Oh.
Also, it's like a water marsupial.
Yeah.
Aquatic marsupial.
Yeah, something like that. What's this about an elephant? I don't even want to know about elephant sex organs. What is this?
It said they can hear through their feet. Well,
they have sex organs in their feet. That's not true. That's not true.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know anymore. I don't know what. There's nothing real in the world anymore.
It's a Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's a Bigfoot. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Otis, we've gone off the rails.
Honey, there was a lion.
Craig's special sack. Over 40. Yes, yeah, she definitely was a stepmom.
Wow. Can a man unwind? You ever think when he was dating her and said, hey, what do you want to watch tonight?
Yeah, right.
What do you think she said? Basic Instinct or something like that.
Hey, honey, I got a new movie premiere coming out tonight. You want to watch it? Nah, you go on your own this time.
Display Seahawks fan, you guys are on a roll today, like hot buttered sliding down the plate roll.
Tom Frulli says, glad I'm not a seahorse.
No doubt. Country sucks. Says, can you imagine the smell of two cave people mating? Yeah, I bet it was not hygienic back in the day. The breath, the BO, the dirt. Just yeah.
Oh, I was just thinking the...
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
That's about it. Two cave. The rooster's having sex with a hen. Who's having sex with a chicken?
That's perverse.
That's perverse. Would you like some more Merlot? Merlot, is that new? I never heard of it. The rye episode.
That's great one.
Rusty, the stinky horse, who was
flatulating
after eating the beefarino.
Yep. All right. Okay. You have a list of beer prices around the NFL.
Joe Winter put this up on ESPN, SWFL.com.
Thank
price
you,
of
Joe.
Beer at every NFL stadium. I find this hard to believe, some of them, but I trust Joe.
Did they break it down per ounce or no?
Team name price for a small draft beer. Okay.
Okay.
We doing a list or no?
Chris.
I'm sorry.
List music, please.
And now a list.
All right, cheapest beers. This is for every stadium. I don't know if it goes from more. Whatever. I'll just start with this right here. Starts with the Lions. Again, simple team, simple team name, price for a small draft beer.
Yeah.
So in Detroit, you get one for $5.
Okay.
Wow.
They should help out the fans and give them more beer.
Hammered. Falcons you get for $5. And that stadium?
Does that come with souvenir cup?
$5?
I'm a little surprised by that.
And Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Are you kidding me?
But no Chick-fil-A, remember. It's closed.
God. Unless it's a Thursday or a Monday night game.
Correct.
The Jets have a $5 small beer. I mean,
that's a thimble.
Come on.
That's a small beer. It's got to be.
At MetLife, where? Like a little hut tucked away in some obscure corner right before the non-alcoholic section? If there is one. Bengals, $5.27 at Paul Brown.
Oh.
Texans, $6.
See, that's...
No, this is going up. So
I've gotten beer at Texans games, and they're expensive. Like,
maybe this is per ounce.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was only there for the Super Bowl. I didn't mean to get anything.
It was like a $10 beer.
So Ravens, $6.50 at M&T Bank Stadium, yeah, or whatever it's called. Browns, $6.50. Get up that price to sign Jimmy G.
Progressive Field.
No,
Progressive Stadium.
Good call.
Progressive Field is where the Guardians play, yeah, or used to play.
State Farm Stadium, Cardinals play, $6.50. Broncos.
They changed the name of the stadium? I thought it was University of Phoenix.
It might be. This might be an old picture. I don't know. I'm just looking. Broncos at Power Field at Mile High, $7.50. So far, these all seem very reasonable.
Colorado baseball was one of the cheapest. You tell me they're upping it a little bit for the football?
Yeah.
You don't have to transport it as far from the Rocky Mountains.
But how come Denver's high for football but cheap for baseball?
Well, it's not high for football. It's just more expensive than the baseball.
Colts are $8 over at Lucas Oil.
Yeah, a little pricey.
Chiefs at Arrowhead, $8.50 for a small beer. The Raiders, very expensive, $9.
Vegas, baby.
Yep.
Did you see the packaging that they sent their season ticket holders their tickets in?
They do that every year. It's
Oh, my goodness.
It's a fancy box.
It's a fancy box. It opens it up. It's got John Madden's voice like coming through these speakers.
Oh,
it's
that's cool. That.
Really
they,
fancy.
They update even more.
Yeah.
They do something like that every year.
They should for the amount of money you pay.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Steelers. $9.29 at the old Heinz Field.
Nope, not Heinz Field.
Not the old Heinz Field.
That's what I said. No. Cowboys at AT&T is $9.50.
Jerry's got to get his money.
Seems light for that stadium.
Packers, $9.50.
These are smalls, remember. Again, beer should be cheap in Wisconsin.
These are small beer. Vikings, $10.
Well, if you're drinking Milwaukee's best.
Titans, $10.50. Panthers at $10.50. Seahawks at $10.50. Patriots at $10.50. Thought it'd be higher.
Of course.
Eagles at $11.
Dang.
Giants at so the Giants get $11 and the Jets for a small beer, the Jets get $5.
What does that tell you?
There's two different. I'd love to know if those cheap beers for the Giants and Jets are in the same part of the park.
Aren't the Jets
same stadium, yeah.
The Jets are New Jersey's team. The Giants are New York's team,
maybe. Yeah. Paratrooper, hang tight. I'm coming to you in a second. I know you're being chased by Bears.
Dolphins, Hard Rock, $11.
Sell the team!
Bears, $11.
Let's force the sale.
Chargers, $11.
Hashtag Ross out.
Buffalo, $11.
Buffalo, what's going on?
The hell's up with you people?
Gotta stay warm there.
Rams, $11. I thought that would be more at SoFi.
Again, this is a small.
Small. Jaguars, how about this? The audacity, $11.50.
Have you said Chargers yet?
Yes, they're 11. Okay. 49ers, $11.50. Saints, $11.50. Buccaneers, now $11.50. Probably $2 before Brady got there.
Brady.
Commanders, $14 in Washington. 14!
Well, they're the one team that doesn't sell out, so Daniel Snyder's got to make it up on the back end.
What a disgrace!
I agree.
That's the highest one. That's the last
one. That's for a small.
For a small beer.
That's ridiculous.
Commanders,
$14?
$14 at FedEx Field.
It's coming a souvenir cup. It's unbelievable.
Who was the guy who called in a few years ago and said that he got kicked out of AT&T Stadium because his kid said that he had to go to the bathroom? So he told him to go in a cup, thinking he had to go one, and he had to go two.
That was our show?
I think that was.
I remember yes, that was that us?
Yes, that was our show. I forget who it was that said that.
All right. As you know, Pete Shepard has claimed that he can outrun a bear if attacked, if necessary.
No, I said a black bear if I had a little bit, like, a, you know, 10 yards.
If you had a three-mile head start.
And if there was not an open field, if I could duck behind something, a car or a building, that I would be able to at least hold my own for about 20 yards.
All right. Well, our very good listener, Paratrooper, is out camping in the mountains of Tennessee right now with bears all over him. He wanted to give us a bear report. He has called in. Let's put him on the air, 239-337-ESPN. Paratrooper, how are you, sir?
What's up?
Kicking back and relaxing, fellas.
Hold on. We got problems on our end.
Bear with us.
Paratrooper, go ahead. Yeah, that's a good one, Pete. Paratrooper, how are you?
Make a joke.
I'm good, man. Hope you guys are.
We are good.
Are you safe? Are you in a safe location?
What's the weather like?
I'm on the second deck of a two-story house here halfway up the mountain.
Okay, so this is in like a cabin situation. So you're not out on a tent. That's good. How many bears have you seen since you've been there?
Well, we pulled up Saturday and had a mama and a cub in a tree across the street.
Oh, my.
Right away.
Yeah, I mean, it started right from day one.
Now, if that mama had come after you as soon as you got out of the car, what would be your survival chances, do you think?
Get in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floor it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get in the house.
Wow. Can you tell if they're fast?
Oh, yeah, they're fast.
Yeah.
Had a buddy of mine that's staying with us. He was out here the other night and was relieving himself.
Oh, God.
And it was kind of late at night. And apparently there was a bear on the other side of the car. Ooh. And started grunting at him and started chasing him. Oh. He had to jump over the fence, busted his shoulder.
Was a brown bear or a black bear?
Hold on. It was
black
dark.
Bear.
Wow.
Hold on. This is exactly the Pete Shepard scenario. You got a guy out there. He thinks he can maneuver around the car and hop over a fence and be safe, and he broke his shoulder. Pete Shepard, you absolutely cannot do this without injury.
But I said I need a 20-yard head start.
Well, I mean, his friend had about 20 yards.
Why is he peeing outside? Why isn't he peeing inside?
Yeah, do you have indoor plumbing?
What'd she say?
I'll be there in a minute.
Is that your wife?
That's Mrs. Paratrooper.
What's she doing?
They just got back from somewhere. They went shopping. I was here by myself, so I've been watching. And
what's she saying? She's angry. What is she? She's upset. What's
she wants them to help him unload the car.
Put her on.
No.
Yeah, she's on a mission.
What?
Get rid of the trash. You can't put the trash out here because the bears will get it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So what does she want you to do with the trash?
Well, we're going to haul it off to the realtor place and put it in the dumpster.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's a daily
heady play.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No, I was cleaning off the pool deck today, you know, sweeping off the leaves because we had a storm come through last night.
Yes, sir.
And while I'm sweeping, here comes a bear right across our driveway.
Wow. They're just everywhere. It's epic.
I mean, it weren't 10 feet from me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're everywhere around here.
Yeah.
Stay safe, Paratrooper.
Right. What's she saying?
I don't know what's more dangerous, an angry wife or a bear. You better go take care of whatever she needs.
They're both dangerous.
Later, Paratrooper.
All right, Paratrooper, stay safe, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man.
She was angry.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
You got no chance today.
Yeah, it's tough. Hold on. Talking to Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah.
Got other things to do.
Bax, there was a grizzly bear quarter mile. We wouldn't have enough of a lead for you.
I mean, I agree. They're all right, Pete.
No, you're supposed. If a bear is running after you, you're supposed
to stay still.
You're supposed to try to intimidate the bear.
Be big. Make yourself big.
So, yeah, you get big. You go, hey, Hannah, go and get bear. You go and get bear.
So far today, now, Chris has spoken French
bear
and Southern.
But I have seen videos of people, and I don't think it was this, of like a black bear coming up to tourists just walking, and all of a sudden they just sit there, and the bear will not attack them, but they stand still. The bear jumps on them, sort of sniffs them, and if you don't move, it kind of went away. Maybe it wasn't hungry.
Hey, bear, you going to get?
You get. Going to get.
I might have exaggerated. About me, depends. I'm not talking about the mountains. I'm talking about, you know, coming down the street in some gated community.
Yeah.
Place I could duck behind real quick.
Anti-Buckeye Go Blue guy has a bear story if you'd like me to call in. I'll tell you what. Right after 5 o'clock, because we got to do Wikipedia here and the rundown. Call us at 5 o'clock with your bear story. I absolutely.
Go on, bear.
Want to hear it.
This ain't your home.
Roses and Bedroom Guy says, unless it's a Chicago bear, you don't have to worry about them attacking anybody.
Very good.
All right. It is time to play Wikipedia since we have the Hall of Fame game tonight, the Hall of Fame festivities. We're going to do Pro Football Hall of Fame trivia. Right now, we need caller number 9 to take on Pete. The topic, I just told you, Hall of Fame trivia. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Test your knowledge against Pete Shepard and win subs for you and a friend at Firehouse Subs. Wikipedia, Shemina Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. We're going to do NFL Hall of Fame trivia. Got the Hall of Fame game tonight. Caller number 9 is Bearcat Dave. Hey, what's up, Bearcat Dave?
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Pretty good. What are you and female ref up to?
She's just wrapping up work, and we're drinking a beer.
Oh, what kind?
I'm a Busch guy, and she's a Busch Light girl.
Okay, sounds good.
I used to be a Bud man, but I switched.
Oh. All right.
Well, whatever it takes, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's you trying to be a better person.
Yeah. All right, first one to 3 correct answers is a winner. You get to go first, Bearcat Dave. Troy Aikman played for what 2 colleges?
Oklahoma and UCLA.
That is correct. Ding, ding.
Yep.
Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
He was the number 1 pick of the 1978 draft and played for the Oilers for 7 seasons.
Earl Campbell.
Correct. Bearcat Dave, this quarterback won a natty at Notre Dame and won 4 Super Bowls.
Joe Montana.
That's correct. Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
What franchise did Franco Harris finish his career at?
Oh. It's so funny because I know like where Joe Namath ended up and a few others. And what do you play?
Go with your gut. I think you know it.
It wasn't the Raiders. No, that would have been. I want it. It's Seattle?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Oh, I had that one.
All right. We are tied at 2. Next correct answer is a winner. This is for Bearcat Dave. This is a layup. Where did Emmitt Smith finish his career?
He played at the University of Florida. Oh, you mean pro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Arizona.
That is correct. Yes. Bearcat Dave, Busch Beer, a winner today.
Good job.
All right.
Nicely done, my man. Enjoy the Hall of Fame game tonight, and then next weekend your Bengals open up the preseason, so it's all good.
That sounds great. I'll watch about 5 minutes of the game tonight, and then I'll
be there. All right.
Nice.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, man.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you bet. All right, we've had no wrong answers so far. Let's see if we can keep the streak going. This Hall of Famer, Pete Shepard, co-starred with John Travolta in Broken Arrow. Which I liked as a movie, by the way.
That's also with what's-his-name? Who's the other co-host there? The regular actor.
John Travolta.
No, there's another co-host that you know.
From the NFL on Fox?
No. The co-host, there was actually another co-star with John Travolta that was a real actor. What's his name? I forget. I forget, Craig.
The guy on the Skechers commercials?
Howie Long. No.
Howie Long, yeah.
Had a big role in that movie, and I thought did quite well. I don't know.
But who else was, you know what I'm talking about? It wasn't just John Travolta and Howie Long. It was another actor that you know. Is that when there was the flood and the bus and all that stuff?
No, this is where they stole a stealth bomber.
Yeah, but there was some scene with a big flood, wasn't there?
I don't remember that.
On the road? I don't know.
All right.
Christian Slater, is that what I'm thinking of?
Maybe. We can look it up. This quarterback and kicker, one person, did not retire until age 48 after 27 years in the league. Who was it?
Yeah, that's...
Christian Slater.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes.
I was right. Christian Slater.
And that was Delroy Lindo in that movie, Craig, not Ving Rhames.
Thank you, Chris.
What was the question again? I even forgot.
This was a quarterback and kicker. He retired at the age of 48 after 27 years in the league. He laughs at Tom Brady.
I do know that. Why am I having a brain cramp? Too late in the day for this.
George.
I'll just say it.
Blanda. All right.
Yes.
Do you know why the Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio?
Wasn't there a community event? Or something that they had. I thought there was a community event of some sort where they had a fundraising effort or something like that. I remember because I thought I heard a blurb this morning about that. No?
Commissioner Pete Rozelle was born there and he requested it be there.
That's an event.
Is that the event?
The birth of a child.
Not like the birth of the Christ child or anything. But
well,
I mean,
by NFL standards.
Wow. Where did Mean Joe Green go to college?
I forget. Ohio State.
No, you know this.
You know this.
Their team name is the same as him. Is Green.
Yeah.
The Mean Green.
Not Tulane.
Dallas.
It's in North Texas.
Dallas. Yeah.
North Texas State.
8 people will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this week. Mm-hmm. What coach gets in?
That is Dick Vermeil.
That's correct.
Yep.
All right.
Big crybaby.
Why is he a crybaby?
He's a crybaby. He's a crier. He's a self-admitted crier. He's a crier.
Well, he is. He does.
He's a crier.
He'll tear up. By the way, you can play the Craig Sheeman home version of Wikipedia on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Log on under the Sheeman and Shepard page. It's there. Check it out. 239 says, did you know that the architect of the Hall of Fame is from Naples? Did not know that.
Negative.
Bad attitude guy says, man, Chris is on fire today. You're going to be more specific. Because he didn't start off on fire.
No, I started off a little slow.
No.
But like Jordan in the flu game, I rebound.
Exactly. Sure. Let us get on with the 5 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.